soul music, maybe. But how would you describe that? I mean, it's a
Oh, it comes from within. It's the inner feeling of the particular person.
Okay, and so how would this relate, though, to the food? Yeah.
I guess in the singers and the musicians, people they started calling these type of foods soul foods.
I see. Where did you hear the word, though? Do you remember? Can you remember where you heard it? Where you first picked this up? Was it in conversation with friends or?
No, I don't have friends that talk.
Okay. I didn't mean using the word all the time, but I thought maybe someone would just use this jokingly or something.
No, I read it in a magazine pertaining to music or. Telling about the Ella Fitzgerald and went to some place and they had soul food. And
was this in Chicago, do you know?
Yes.
Do you remember the magazine? That would be interesting.
Jet magazine.
They're up on these things.
Yes.
I think Jet was the first magazine to use the word au fait.
Yes.
I think it was the first time it was in print.
Well, that's rare. That's
how long ago was it, do you remember?
Oh, it's at least been in the last three years at least that, or 5 years that I...
Is that right?
I read the Jet every week.
Listen, if you, I'll give you my address when I finish, and find out when this appeared in Jet, I'd really like to know, because it's good to date these things, because a lot of people don't know this at all.
Well, I tell you, I have a stack of Jet magazines dating from at least a couple of years back.
Well, if you find that one, mail it to me, and let me make a photostat of it or something, or write and to the editor and see if I can get a back copy. I'd really love to have it.
Okay.
I said, what time did you eat supper? You say, I
ate supper at 9.
And so you're asking how many times a person ate in a given day. You say, how many meals have you
eaten?
Right. Say the whole thing. Today, you know.
Eaten today.
Okay. And the black stuff you drink, you might put cream in?
Coffee.
And you look at the pot, it's empty, you say, I'm going to have to...
Boil more coffee.
Okay. And a little kid is crying at night. He says, Mother, I want a...
drink of water.
Or maybe he talks about it in terms of the container it comes in.
Glass of water.
Okay, say the whole thing then.
I want a glass of water.
Good. And so... you say, I want a lot of water. I
drink.
Okay, and so you ask your little boy, you say, how many glasses of water have you
drunk?
Okay, and so some people come into the room and you say,
sit down.
Okay, and so he
sat.
Right, and so you pass a bowl of potatoes to someone and you say,
have some.
Or you're not going to serve them, you say,
would you like to have? Pass the potatoes.
Yes, but you've given the bowl and you might say to him,
pass it.
All right. You want him to...
help yourself.
Sure. And you have a big roast one day and then the next day you
make a stew.
Okay, and so you call that...
beef stew.
Or any kind of food. You know, let's say you had a big turkey dinner or something, and so you take all of... You have the same thing the next day. So you say, tonight we're having...
Well, I've heard it called hash.
Or
leftovers.
Sure. And you put it on the stove and you...
cook it.
Okay. Beans and turnips and carrots are...
vegetables.
Okay. And if something isn't artificial, it's... for instance, you look at a piece of leather. It looks like leather, but you say...
genuine.
Right. That's very good. That's the easiest time I've ever had with that word. I say, there are three groups of boys out here throwing stones, apparently. And I say, which group of boys was it that caused the trouble? You say it was?
The third boy.
Or just?
Those boys.
Right. And so you're showing someone how to do it. You say, don't do it that way, do it?
This way.
Right. And the red vegetable that they make ketchup from?
Tomatoes.
Right. And the vegetable that makes your eyes water?
Onions.
Right. And now someone, you're trying to, you said, I tried to do that, but I'm sorry. I